Aromatherapy by Ed Harris, with Martin Freeman as Robert and Nigel Anthony as Oliver.
I don't use this place as often as I did. No. I work in town less often. If it weren't for Lily, I might have sold it altogether. It's really Lily's domain now. You are a fool, Robert. I think if she'd found you there on the doorstep looking like you do... Did you swim with dolphins?
Hmm?
Well, isn't that one of the things people do in Thailand? Did you get a chance?
Yes.
They don't like it, you know.
No?
It's just the way their mouths are formed. That perpetual grin. Soulless animals. But why in God's name did you come here? At your leaving do, you were rather keen to impress on everyone you didn't know when you'd be back. I noticed you wrinkle your nose at my present of a visitor's guide to Bangkok. So if he saw the benefits of the inflatable headrest... But I wasn't expecting to see you so soon. You're lucky it was me and not Lily who found you. I barely recognised you.
I couldn't think of anywhere else, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're a moron. You really are. I wasn't planning to be here at all. Just how long were you going to lie there? How long had you been there?
I just got in tonight.
Well, you're lucky it's me. You look awful.
I'm not... well... I'm sick, but I think it's temporary.
You been to the doctor?
Yeah, in Bangkok.
No, I mean a real doctor, an English doctor.
No, I'm just unwell, and I wondered... I hoped maybe if I could crash here for a few nights until it's passed.
Well, why here?
We're friends.
Hmm.
I figured you might leave me to it, to myself.
Look, I insist on knowing the minimum, and then later maybe a little more. Finally, everything.
I'm scared, Oliver. I'm really scared. Look at my hands.
Your voice isn't right either.
No.
Now, Robert, you came to me. Now, you went travelling with that girl.
Sophie.
You went to Bangkok.
We went to Bangkok. Look. Well, I'll go back a bit.
Very good.
Out of the blue, out of nowhere, met Sophie.
Yes, I met Sophie.
So, yes.
You went to Bangkok with her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Things really messed up in Bangkok. I got ill.
Hmm?
It began to hurt.
What did?
Here.
Well, your heart?
No.
Your stomach?
No, between them, here, the bit that has all the emotions here, this bit, still hurts. It kind of, it hurts, like I don't know what. I was sitting with Sophie at this cafe on Koh San Road. She was reading The Artist's Way, which was a bit, you know.
Mm.
Then, all of a sudden, I felt the skin around my eyes strain, as if they were holding back tears. And my hamstrings around my groin grew really tight and began to tingle. I was doing this doodle on the napkin, and only thinking about this doodle, but then I got butterflies. I was staring at this woman, this girl, Sophie. So utterly and completely the woman I always wanted. And because of the tears, she started to shine brilliantly. And I thought, I'm in love with you. I couldn't bear it. I looked away. I stared at the street. And all the people started to shine. And I started to love everyone. But I can't love them all. My heart's tiny, Oliver. With everyone I see, this bit hurts more. And then suddenly, everything sunk, and it's all over body nausea set in. Sophie put her hand on mine, asked if I was okay. I stood up, and she stood up. And I accidentally headbutted her in the face. I think it's existential.
And where's Sophie now?
She's still there.
Well, in Bangkok. You really do go arse over tit through this world, don't you, Robert?
She doesn't know I'm here.
In England? Well, where does she think you are?
In retreat, outside Bangkok, having me time. Do you think it's a breakdown?
Don't know.
I just want to stop caring.
What does Sophie say?
Well, I think her first she just thought, you know, I was overreacting. The emotional stuff, not the vomiting stuff. And then she got a bit scared. But, I mean, she's not so... She's made of tougher stuff than me.
Well, hopefully things will die down now you're back.
Well, that's the thing. I'm in love with her, but not just her. With everyone. I was in love with the ticket inspector on the bus here. I wanted to take him under my wing and protect him, give him hope. I'm just sitting here, I'm in love with you. There's just... I can't stop caring. It's like an open tap. You know me, Oliver, you know me. I don't even like people.
I have a private doctor. He's very good, he's done a lot of travelling, he knows about these things. Let's see what can't be solved.
Didn't think you'd be into private doctors. Or is he all holistic and stuff?
I'm an aromatherapist, I'm not from the Middle Ages. Of course I believe in science. Mm. Well, the bed folds out. There's a thing underneath, a lever. You must forgive me, I'm exhausted.
Oh, of course, yes, thank you.
Herbal tea?
No, thanks, I'm fine. Good night, Oliver.
Night. You're still a pup. You can't die of sentiment. Good night.
You were in Southeast Asia, weren't you? Did you visit any paddy fields, working on a farm or anything?
No.
Just breathe normally. Did you have sex with any of the indigenous people?
Sorry?
No. Did you have sex with anyone who might have had sexual relations with the indigenous people?
It was just me and my girlfriend.
Did you use contraception?
Well, she's on the pill, Doctor, so yes. But neither of us had sex with other people.
Robert thinks it's existential, Doctor.
It's not existential, no fear of that. It's a virus. It's something tropical. Keep breathing normally. You have women's lungs. Ollie mentioned you don't sleep anymore.
No.
And stomach aches.
But not in my stomach, quite.
Well, that'll do, son. You can put your togs back on. Something very funny about this, Ollie.
Well, that doesn't seem to relieve you.
No.
So you don't think it's a nervous breakdown?
Oh, this is no nervous breakdown, Oliver. No, no. Much less glamorous. It's the candy box scenario. Young man in prime goes overseas looking for, whatever, adventure, lofty thoughts, conviction, comes across a candy box, thinks to himself, how pretty it looks, how sweet it will taste, how inexpensive it is, how no one will know. Not matron, not daddy or mummy, not his girlfriend, doesn't examine the goods, doesn't wear gloves, just thrusts himself into the box of candy and wham, infection. Open up the box and what do you see? Cockroaches with their wings peeled back, flies bobbing up and down on their eggs, a dying toad with fingernails for eyes. It's venereal, Oliver. I need an arm, son, for a blood sample.
So it's nothing emotional.
Sleeve up!
So it's an STD.
If it's not, there's no justice.
It's not sexual.
Now, have you a qualification?
No,
then...
Well, he's entitled to his opinion.
Maybe in your opinion, Oliver, yes. In my opinion, he's entitled only to mine and should be grateful. I'll run the blood through for the usual suspects. Herpes, gonorrhea, HIV, etc. It's certainly nothing existential. If nothing shows up, we'll give him an X-ray and hope that gives us something to think about. In the meantime, he should get plenty of rest.
Though he can't sleep.
Then he should just lie there and use protection. His, girlfriend of his. Where's she?
Bangkok.
Aha.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
And she didn't show signs of anything?
I don't think it's contagious, Doctor.
It is if I say it is.
Do you say it is?
We're not clairvoyant, nor are we in the business of pulling a rabbit out of a hat. More waiting for the rabbit to come out of the hat by its own volition. Failing that, we cut the hat open with a scalpel and remove the rabbit. Very good. The test results will be back in a few days, as will I. Plenty of water, Robert, and don't mope. Rest. I'll sign you off for a prescription of these. Oliver, maybe you could pick these up for him?
Yeah, of course. What are they?
Laxatives. Onwards and upwards, Oliver.
Say thank you, Bertie.
Thanks.
Do you mind if I check my my Facebook.
Sorry?
The computer. Ooh, man, is there anything I can get you?
All right. Hi, I'm Robert. You must be Lily.
You look pants, Robert.
I would, yes, I'm ill.
Oh, Uncle Ollie said.
I'm so sorry. Look at the state of this place.
Oh, no.
I've just literally taken over your study. Let me tidy this up. This is your flat.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. I'm just not very well. I'm waiting on blood tests from Dr.
Magister.
Yeah, that's it. Cheers. Look, sorry about the mess.
Snape, our problem. It's really Oliver's flat. Oh. Tyrone's left a comment on one of my pictures. Oh, look. Oh, no, that's rude. Lot Tyrone's well funny. He'll say anything. He's mad. He does TV. Not presenting, but he will. He's so sparky. People want sparky. They see it.
Is Ollie coming later?
I was going to ask you the same thing. He does that, though. He just disappears for a few days at a time.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What?
This. Oh, my God. What's this? Is this yours?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, my God, again.
I just doodle
it's
and
stuff. Genius.
It's Sophie, it's my girlfriend.
It's just ink, isn't it?
Yeah, ink. It's like a
can I keep it? Yeah.
Serious?
Can I ask you something?
What?
Is it terminal?
Sorry?
Ollie said you're real. Is it terminal?
It's existential, that's all. It's why I'm not holding my breath over Magistern, because...
My mother had cancer.
Oh.
Then my dad started drinking and he drove himself into a canal. He couldn't get the doors open because the canal was too narrow.
Man.
I know. I was only young, so I could fit through the window.
I'm so sorry.
So I suppose Dad's was existential and Mum's was natural, but then they say people who are stressed easily are more likely to get ill, so maybe they mean cancer too. So maybe it's all existential. I'm a good swimmer, after that. I was of international standard at one stage, but then you meet the opposite sex, don't you? And then you find drugs.
How do you cope?
You can't have a rainbow without the rain.
You actually think like that?
It's true. You hear it and you think, you know. But it's true. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Oliver said she doesn't know you're here.
What, Sophie?
The ink girl.
Oh, yes, that's Sophie. No, she doesn't know.
If she's good for you, she'll understand. If she's the wrong one, you're best off without anyway.
I'm not sure it's that simple.
Of course it is!
Lily... How did you cope after your parents...
It was hard. It hurt. Here.
Well, your heart?
No, here. Between my heart and my stomach. Like a black hole had started growing in there. Sucking in stars and light and... And then even being happy would trigger off some kind of pain and... It was one of those spirals.
And every time you'd see someone, anyone, sad or ill, you'd...
Yeah!
But then how bloody magnanimous you could be to conceive of and think, you know...
Yeah!
That you can...
Totally, yeah. I mean, how can I do anything?
Yeah.
Everything hurts. That bit inside there.
Yeah, and my girlfriend, Sophie, I can't...
Yeah.
How can I love her in particular when I'm falling in love with everyone I see?
Yeah.
And
totally.
How can I love anything when the world is so...
Well, how can this bit coexist with the world?
Yeah.
Totally, yeah. I mean, it can't.
So how do you cope?
I, you know...
No.
You know?
No. No, honestly.
But I had it removed.
What?
The bit that hurt.
You just...
Just taken out, yeah.
And now what?
It's great. You can work hard and you can play hard. It's easier to focus, seriously. I don't get stressed. I'm sharp as a tack, day and night. I barely get a hangover. Seriously, I'm on it.
Sorry, go back. What?
You just have it removed. Everyone does it. They say it doesn't exist over here, but it does. Look at it, London. How could this city run without it? America, they've been doing it years. They have campaign groups lobbying, saying everyone should have it done at birth. Black, white, male, female. Whoop! Out.
Does it hurt?
No!
How do you do it?
Well, most people don't admit they've had it done. But I can name at least 8 British film stars who I know firsthand who've had it done. You need a specialist. I bet you anything, you get it done and you get back on that plane in a second.
How can I find a specialist? Do you do it?
No!
So who did yours?
I can't say.
Then how can I find a specialist?
I can't say.
Lily!
Think, Sherlock!
good morning.
So, how is the deceased?
Well, you'll have to ask him yourself, Doctor.
How are we, Robert?
No sleep again, I'm afraid.
Has he passed any solids?
Robert? Ish. Ish, Doctor.
And the blood tests were inconclusive. Has there been any change in his symptoms?
Well, I can only refer you to the patient, Dr. Magiston.
Symptoms, boy?
I think there's been no change, Doctor. Worse, if anything. Maybe a tablet of some kind? For the pain?
Well, I suppose I could sign you off a few of these. They'll do no good. Come into the surgery tomorrow at 9:15. We'll have you an X-ray. Oliver will drive you. Meantime, I want you horizontal. It's probably all your walking about which triggered something. Splendid. That's me. Tomorrow at 9:15. Good day, both.
Doctor?
Mm.
There is something else.
Yes?
It's private.
You mean you can't tell me?
Shall I do a pot of coffee? Thanks.
So?
Do you think... I wanted to find out if... Dr. Magiston, is there any way... a person can get this bit taken out?
What? What bit?
This bit.
At your heart?
No, here.
No.
Well, I heard there is a kind of way. People do it in America.
Do you mean... Are we talking about the same thing? Robert, it's entirely impossible. Literally, physically, obviously impossible. If you can't sleep, put some lavender oil on your pillow. People complain it makes them drowsy. But this is a childish conversation. Oliver, I'm off!
Doctor, I know you can do it.
Nothing's too amiss, I hope. Robert?
Yeah, he thinks it's the end of the world. It's not. The X-rays will prove everything.
Doctor, please.
Unhand me.
Lily told me I could get it removed.
Sorry?
She said it worked for her.
Then she's a fool.
Please, I don't care how.
It's a ridiculous notion. Look, I'll sign you off some Prozac.
Please, Doctor.
Don't push your luck.
Please, I want to get back to my Sophie.
It's like you saying it's an existential problem. It's not an existential problem. If it was an existential problem, I would have suffered from it. And I've suffered with the best of them. But I've never had the inclination to remove anything. It's lack of strength. It's your generation. You just expect solutions, left, right and centre. Everything now, now, now. If it's convenient, it's possible. When my wife died, I was depressed. As well as the depression, I caught flu and I got a bad toothache. For the flu, there was paracetamol. For the toothache, there was surgery. For the depression, there was grief. Do you understand? Life is not convenience.
No, Doctor, it's not.
It's impossible. The fact is, things are as they are they not?
Yes, of course, but...
Sometimes, Robert, there are no buts. Oliver!
Oh, yes, I'll show you out.
You'll get my bill.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Bye.
Oh, God. Oh, silly boy.
I'm stuck with it.
Silly creature. I wish you'd spoken to me directly.
But why? I thought Dr. Magiston...
With his nose? No, I don't think so. What you need, Bertie, is aromatherapy. These are the babies we're after. Is it guaranteed to work?
It has an 89% success rate.
I suppose you did Lily when she got done.
No.
She seemed good for it.
Well, her company makes those pictures you see in bars. Celebrity's face or Kylie Minogue's bottom. Well, they basically got a normal pre-existing photograph, photoshopped it so that the colours are very vibrant, and printed it on canvas.
I wondered who did them.
Yeah, she's a clever woman.
What's the difference between this and normal aromatherapy?
This is normal aromatherapy.
Does it hurt?
When's the last time a smell hurt you? Relax. Now try not to sweat too much. It's a very delicate balance of aromas. Yes? Now, step up to the basin. Sit here. And rest your head over it, and I'll put a towel over the back of your head, and I'll be back in half an hour. You will be sick. Once you're sick, chances are you'll be drowsy. You might even fall asleep.
That'd be nice.
There we go. Mm. And the towel over the head there. Mm. Comfy?
Mm-hmm.
Now I light the candle.
I won't vomit blood.
Oh, Robert.
What if I don't stop? What if I choke on it?
Robert!
Can't you wait with me?
Count to 10. Very slowly. And when you get an image in your head, any image, start all over from naught.
Sophie.
Hello.
Sophie.
Robert.
Sophie.
What?
It's actually you. You're so brown.
Sorry?
You're brown as a nut.
Well, it's a suntan, Robert.
Oh, you look edible. Why didn't you let me meet you at the airport? I would have loved to. Stood there with a bit of cornflakes packet with your name on it.
People don't write the names of people they know.
Oh, yes.
No. No. The thing is, I wanted to see my mum and everything first.
Sure.
Yeah. Settle in. You understand that I still don't know how I feel about this. The whole weird breakdown thing. And you barely said goodbye. I am very sympathetic, obviously. But I think you have no right to assume that we're still on.
Oh, right. Serious hats on?
Yes, actually. And you've no right to complain if I've been with other men.
Oh, Soph.
Shut up. The only reason I haven't is because I am so bloody hopeless.
With men?
Shut up. No, not just with men. Everything. Stuff. Life. I nearly had sex with someone. I say nearly.
I'm sorry for everything, Sophie. I wasn't well. I was depressed.
Of course you're depressed, Robert. You're English.
Freaked out, you know. Couldn't cope.
With what?
Life stuff.
Do you remember that, like, ultra-spiritual guy we met? 3 days he followed me around with his yogic peace. 3 days of quoting me the road less travelled and the beach and the life of pie. I think he liked me.
Did you sleep with him?
Are you mental?
Well, you never know.
Well, you should. You should. Are you looking at the clouds?
Yes.
What do you see?
The stringy one, that's a cirrus vibratus.
But any dragons?
No.
Sombreros?
Oh, I see, the game.
It's not a game, it's true. It's prophecies. Dragons are bad, sombreros are good. Then, pigs' heads and angels are judged on their own merits. Can you see anything today?
Cirrus vibratus.
Faces.
No, I can't see any faces in the clouds, but nor do I hear voices.
That is definitely a dragon. It was your game, anyway.
Was it?
You made it up.
It's just clouds. Oh. I got a commission.
Who'd commission you?
For a picture I did of you. Lily commissioned me.
Who's Lily?
She's my boss. God, you'd love her. She's mad.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I've never been happier.
Do you still love me?
Oh, yes.
Do you still fancy me?
Yes.
Do you still like me?
Yes.
So it's me?
Sophie.
Is it?
No.
Feel free to communicate. Any time.
I'm fine.
Then it's you. If you'd said we're fine, then it would have meant we're the problem. But if you'd said...
You just pulled that out your arse.
Yes.
But I was telling you about the commission. I thought you'd be happy.
I am. Go on.
Well, Lily does interior design, and she thinks one of the doodles I did of you would be perfect as a print. You know, you can get those prints of celebrities and all that. Well, she does them. And anyway, this doodle I did of you, she turned it into a print, and it's just sold like crazy.
Of me?
And she's commissioned more.
That's great, Robert.
You know, she was thinking of branching out into T-shirts, like you as this little manga character, even kind of little adventures with
you're
you going...
You're being weird now. That kind of weird that makes me feel like I'm being weird.
Oh, Sophie, I love you.
What's changed?
Will you marry me?
Not really, no. That's not like you.
Okay, I had an operation, kind of. I got that bit of me, that bit that hurt, I got that bit removed.
What are you talking about?
You know, I was moaning the whole time about this is a problem, that's a problem, yawn, yawn, yawn.
I thought you made some very intelligent points. A little melodramatically, perhaps, but this is you we're talking about.
Well, I needed mending.
Okay.
I had it removed. The bit where all that pain was coming from, I went to see this aromatherapist and...
Show me.
What?
Do you have it? This bit?
Oh, yeah.
A matchbox.
It's in the matchbox.
Let me see. God. Robert, that's you.
No, that's that. I'm me.
You idiot. That's you.
Morning.
Oh, hey.
What you doing, dog? Sophie getting all right? Success?
I guess I don't know.
What are you looking at?
Can you see anything in the clouds?
Like what?
Shapes.
No. You don't think you'll get a chance to do any more artworks of Sophie now she's back?
I can't tell if Sophie liked the idea.
Well, she'll like the proceeds. Do you think she'll do sexy? There's more money in sexy.
Sophie said it was really weird. I couldn't see anything in the clouds.
Robert?
Yeah?
There's more money in sexy.
No, I don't think she would.
Well, everyone does it now. It's empowering.
I don't think she would.
So it was a blowout?
Well, seeing Sophie.
Popping the question. Because I want you to hurry up so I can tell you about last night.
Lily?
Yes, Robert?
Can you get a reversal?
Well, how do you mean?
You know, get it put back in.
I always thought it'd be great to get, like, a really pure centre, like of a little African baby, or, you know, a Cambodian orphan, or something really... I've heard you'll be able to do that soon. People are reserving theirs already. A number of quite significant celebrities are going over to, like, Kenya and wherever. The treatment's nearly ready for a complete implant. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah, but you'd be going back to the pain.
Or maybe you could find a really happy orphan. I just think it would be a really great thing to experience, you know, to nurture a tiny developing centre inside of yourself.
So it is possible.
The body always rejects it. Robert? Robert, don't let Sophie make you into something you're not. No one's worth that.
I'm sorry, Rob.
I thought we were going to try and be normal.
I know.
Normally we finish having sex before we... Well, stop.
I know, I just...
I don't think you'd normally toss me a shoulder blade to talk to either. It's a very nice shoulder blade, but... I thought we were being rather bloody gymnastic myself.
Yes.
None of the old amateurish hiccups. I mean, mine, I mean.
No, but...
Swinging from the proverbial chandelier.
Yeah, but not really... what's the word?
Oh, I won't be offended.
Not really any good. No, I mean, it was good. It wasn't fun.
Well, it takes two to tango.
It had all the symptoms of being really lovely, without actually being very lovely at all. Do you know what I mean?
Take it back. I am offended.
That's just ego. No, it lacked soul.
I was wondering how long you could go without bringing up how chock-a-block with soul you are. Let's talk about Sophie's core again, Sophie's pith and marrow, spirit and kernel for the 14th time since pudding. She's practically overspilling with good spirit like a fun run for the kiddies' hospital.
Oh, I didn't want to...
To bang on?
Sorry.
Darling, I love you and everything, but can we just get something straight? I've never been happier. I mean, you might have the monopoly on the...
Spirit?
I was trying to find another word. You might have a monopoly on soul, Sophie, but I have a treasury of vim.
Yes.
I'm chuffed as a train and glowing like a pregnant swan. I'm up to here with vim and presence, the kind of presence that makes people sit up and say, oh, would you take a butcher's at that? I have everything I ever wanted right here. I have no concerns.
Or doubts.
Or doubts, darling.
It must be nice.
Sweet, sweet Sophie.
You do glow, like a pregnant thingy.
Swan. And people do take a butcher's, Sophie, you can't deny that.
I don't think I've ever seen you happier.
Inside me, there are no enemies.
That must be nice. Really nice, I guess.
Jump on in, baby, the water's lovely.
Oh, I'm not thinking of... No, not for me.
No? I thought that was where we were going.
No, I don't think I could. I mean, it was part of me.
What's that?
My quintessence.
To be fair, and I mean this in the kindliest, fluffiest way, that mole on your backside was part of you and you got that removed. You didn't even keep that. I kept my thing.
Yeah.
It's like letting go. So all the stuff that bogs you down, the issues, the constant angst and worry, those black nights of panic, those moments when you find yourself staring mid-distance and you fill up with sadness, all hate, all paranoia, all that mess, it's just
swept under the carpet.
It just goes.
But where to?
That's the clever part. It was never really there in the first place. The soul is a parasite, so it's a con man selling you lows because it says without them you can't experience the highs. Well, word to the wise, Sophie.
You're on a high.
A constant high.
And when you look at the really spiritual people, I mean, those people in Thailand were awful, weren't they?
The hippies.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what a soul does to you, I say
go without.
Did you know? During the actual process, you vomit it out.
No.
Yes, indeed. Splunge, and it's on the floor.
No, I'm not making any decisions tonight.
No, no.
And I'll have to think about it for a bit.
All the time in the world.
But if I were going to do it, have aromatherapy for it.
Not that we're making any decisions.
No. But if I did, does it hurt?
Oh, God, Sophie, my absolute darling, nothing. Nothing will ever hurt again.
Well, we could always try one more swing from the proverbial.
Oh, Sophie. How very pleasant.
Hello, Oliver.
I hope the inflatable headrest was useful.
It got nicked in Koh Tao.
Oh. Did you swim with dolphins?
Actually, yeah. We went on this boat excursion thing to a bay. Robert's probably got a picture somewhere. The crew gave us sandwiches that made everyone sick.
They don't like it, you know.
Sorry?
It's just the way their mouths are formed.
Oh, I see. The dolphins. I was like, what?
Oh dear. That was my only joke.
Try it on Robert. He'd love it.
Yes, maybe I will. Not that you shouldn't be, but just to ascertain, what are you doing here, Sophie?
It's about Robert.
Oh.
You performed a little... I'm not sure he's better.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's cured, but not any better.
Oh, I see.
He's a bit better.
Better, but not yet... Bet.
Yes.
Yes, he's happier.
But without reason.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, when people have Botox, they look surprised, but for no good reason. In fact, most things are done for no good reason. We only really need shelter, food and drink. Everything else is a bonus for no good reason. I'm going to stop saying that now.
The change is too much.
He's still the same person.
I don't see how.
Well, there are less innocent forms of power than pursuing money.
No, it's not that.
Oh, Sophie, you've just got back from Thailand. You're exhausted, excited, in love. And I dare say clutching at straws. Just let the dust settle.
It's like somebody else's relationship.
Did Bertie not propose?
Yes.
And what better way? What could be more romantic than a proposal of marriage?
A curry, in the right context.
I'm afraid it must be horses for courses.
That's it, exactly. And Robert was never red roses and you're looking splendid, darling. No, he's an idiot. He's a muddled, anxious, little idiot. But he's my idiot.
See. But, other than speaking about it, what can be done?
Can he have it put back in?
Oh, the body will reject it.
Then I want you to take mine out.
Now...
How long does it take?
You think this would improve things?
People can still function. You function perfectly.
Ah. No. No. You see, mine's still there.
Well, you don't think you should practice what you preach?
Well, I preach choice. I may keep sugar in the house, but it doesn't mean that when you visit, you're forced to take it in your tea.
What if people can't say no?
I must respect people's ability to do so.
Then take mine out.
Look, I'm not well, Sophie. And on my very darkest nights, with the wind wailing and the black dog perched at the foot of my bed, I must say I allow myself a dark thought. The thought being that some people have the presence of mind and the strength of soul to further the species. And others don't. Those who can must be complete. Those who can't may muddle by however they can.
You think Robert's unworthy?
I'm not saying that. But he's not like us. He's flimsy. He hasn't your presence of mind. Your grit.
Okay.
The world needs Sophies.
I disagree.
Always in my thoughts, Tom.
Hmm.
Sorry I couldn't make it. Commiserations, Owen and Holes.
Ah.
Dear Lils, all our thoughts with you on this sad day. Love, Roz.
Kind.
I'm going for a piddle.
How do you feel, son?
Flat.
Oh, that's quite common. Sometimes it's impossible to tell when things really hit you. When my wife died, you know, it was weeks and weeks until I could feel anything.
I think we both know it's not ever going to hit me.
Well, I think in time...
You know perfectly well, the most I can ever feel is thin, unbridled optimism. It takes all my will to feel flat.
Sophie couldn't make it, Bertie.
But I don't know why you pretend.
What?
You're aware of Oliver's practice. Now, Sophie didn't want to come. Didn't like Oliver, she won't tell me why. Of course, the other reason she didn't want to come was she didn't want to see me. Like this.
Like what? Sorry.
Chit-chatting, unaffected.
There's nothing inappropriate about your behaviour. It's the very picture of a...
Yes, it's the picture. I've been training, I've watched people suppress emotions, and that's the image I'm trying to portray. Best example is like when people put emoticons in emails and text messages. A little smiling face or a little winking face. One can learn the facial vocabulary. One learns to press the semicolon key and control zero to get a conspiratorial wink. But there's absolutely nothing going on inside. The lights are on.
But we've all gone yachting.
Exactly. But I'm not an idiot. And I remember what a sunset feels like. I know it's only lithium created by the brain, but I remember the sensation. And I can still understand how the sunset's beautiful, but to me it just seems quite nice. It's like eating without tasting. Do you know something? Babies no longer cry when I pick them up. They don't do anything. I might as well be a bit of carpet or a sofa. I want it put back in.
Put that away immediately.
You can perform surgery.
I shan't look. Put it away. Lily might come in.
No, let's talk about this now.
It doesn't exist. Now put it away before she comes back. It's her uncle's funeral.
She has no feelings.
It'll kill you. Your body will reject it. Your organs will go into spasm. Not simply the exotic tea party of before. They'll just pack up. They'll go into shock and they'll pack up. It's impossible.
How long before they do?
Couple of days. But Robert, you're a very pleasant and successful chap. Sophie loves you despite everything. You don't need this. Remember, you fought to have it removed, and that was when you had it. You were right then. You're wrong now.
Why does my opinion mean less now?
Because you have no soul, Robert. Ah, Lily. You've changed.
Yeah, I've got a meeting.
But your uncle, Lily.
I've mourned. I did it just now. I've got to be in Brick Lane.
Gosh, was that today?
You're welcome to stay. Compassionate leave and stuff.
Nah, I mean, there's only so much grieving you can do in a day.
I'll ring a cab. Just a sec.
Robert.
Now, hold up. Need my coat.
Yeah, for God's sake, stand still when I'm talking to you.
Look, Doc, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing I can do. I might as well...
Listen, if we do this, and if you suffer from any of the following, you come immediately to me, immediately, and we'll whip it out of you again.
If you get even the slightest nausea or abdominal spasm, you come straight to me and we'll have it out of you so fast you'll barely hit the operating table. You do not underestimate these little bastards, Robert.
Can we do it this afternoon?
You can do it now. Take it with a glug of water or brandy.
Well, like a vitamin.
Just like a vitamin.
Thank you, Doctor.
Coming, Robert.
You go.
Robert! We're not missing the train.
Well, the cab's not here yet.
But it will be. And you're still prannying about in the kitchen.
Prannying?
Yeah, it's a word. I'm going to start taking the bags down.
Right, you are.
No help?
Oh, one sec.
You don't want to come, do you? The whole romantic weekend thing was your idea, and you'd rather stay in London and...
Pranny.
I was going to say work, but yeah.
I'll be one second, honestly.
You ready, little thing? Okay. Cirrus vibratus. Cumulus. More cumulus. Alto cumulus. Sombrero. Sombreros? I can see sombreros. A sunset and sombreros. There are faces again.
Robert!
Sophie.
What are you doing? Something happened.
I'll help you with the bags.
What's changed? You look different. You look sad.
No. No, not sad.
The cab will be here in a sec. You haven't done anything silly, have you?
No.
Then help me with the bags.
Look at the sunset, Sophie. No dragons.
Robert. Oh, no, this can all wait. The cab's here. Grab bags and stop looking at me so soppy. You know I hate it when you fawn.
I'm not fawning.
Follow. Just stick by me. We know what happens when you try to think independently. If we miss our train simply because you started staring at sunsets, I won't be happy.
In Aromatherapy by Ed Harris, Robert was played by Martin Freeman. Oliver, Nigel Anthony. Sophie, Polly Lister. Dr. Magisterne, Pip Torrens. And Lily, Claire Corbett. Original music was by Richard Taylor. Aromatherapy was directed by Chris Wallace and is an Autolycus production for BBC Radio 4.